get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live here with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. And yeah, I saw that Saturday Night Live skit. That was just absolutely hilarious. Jimmy Fallon is amazing. It was a great segment. It was a great deal. And Justin Timberlake as well. But hey, we're talking about, you know, we're talking about New Year's Eve. We're talking about the greatness of New Year's Eve, the partying, the greatness, the chilling out, the not chilling out. And, you know, we're at this point where we're deciding what we should do for New Year's Eve. What should you do? Because I know that is a question on a lot of people's minds. You've emailed me, you've called me, you've texted us, you've done all this stuff. Actually, only my personal friends have texted me, but you know, y'all have emailed or Facebooked, what have you, asking me about these things. And I think we need to really talk about what you should do. You know, I really think it depends on your agenda. What do you want out of New Year's Eve? What do you want it to be? I mean, what kind of party do you want to have? What kind of festivity do you want to have? You know, and I think what do you want out of it is the main concern, because if you want one thing, you definitely don't want to do the other. And what do you really want to do? I mean, you know, we're all in this together. We all have our own life. We all have our own destiny. So where are you in your own life? Where are you right now? Where do you feel is the best place for you to be? And I think a lot of times when we have really good years or really bad years, we can make decisions based on emotion. But I think that, you know, spending time with your friends, even spending time on your own, is okay. It just depends on, you have to be happy with it. I mean, what's too much? Is there too much? Is there too little, you know, as far as a New Year? So do you think there should be a limit, or do you think there should be a healthy limit on spending for New Year's?
I mean, like monetary spending?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, no reason to go bankrupt at the beginning of the year. You know, it's kind of a bad start to it. But, you know, as far as, you know, throwing these wild, outlandish, elaborate parties, I would rather just, you know, spend time with good friends and, you know, good food.
So give me an example of what your best time would be. Would it be you having a holiday party? Would it be you having a New Year's party? Or would it be going to someone else's because you don't want to pick up after other people?
Yeah, I mean, mine would be, yeah, you nailed me on the spot. Mine would be going to someone's house, and we'll bring like a, you know, a dish or, you know, a bottle of liquor, you know, something like that. And, you know, in our living room, and we just, you know, hang out, you know, watch a movie, listen to music, then watch the ball fall.
Okay, guys, so when you're listening right now, you realize that Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, everybody here in studio would like to be invited to a really cool party where we could bring alcohol or gifts, and then you can clean up after us.
Awesome.
That's my kind of party.
We're in it to win it, okay? And I understand where you're at, because that's kind of a big deal, is that you don't really want to clean up. I'm cool with the cleanup. I'm cool with that stuff.
I am willing to help clean up, though. I'm willing to help.
Oh, I'm willing to help, too.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yes, for sure. But I wonder, too, sometimes, like, when people will kind of forget maybe what their agenda is for this coming year. And I really do think that sometimes what you do for New Year's really sets the tone for the following years. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I mean, because I've done some stuff where you go out to clubs and you go crazy, and then the next year could be, like, really not that great. Or vice versa, or you stay home and the year's not that great. So it's like you kind of got to figure out, I think, within a marginal way of what is it that you want to do. I mean, so going back to Dano, going back to our talk about what you should do. I don't know. I think you need to figure out, go to all of them. I don't think it matters. If you don't mind driving, I'd go to all of them. And nobody really cares if you're there early or late. I think people just want to see you. I think, honestly, if you can show up, they're really happy about it, because you could go to a million other things.
Right.
I mean, because they probably have other invitations too, or you could go to a club, or you could be going to a concert, or what have you.
Yeah, but then it begs the question again, you know, like, how long do you stay?
I think I would just stay as long as I felt like I wanted to stay. I mean, when I'm there and I'm having a good time, if I'm having a great time and I don't want to go, I'm probably not going to go. And, you know, I'm going to call those other people the next day and say, hey, I'm really sorry I didn't make it to the other event. I really wanted to. I was at a party. I was having a good time. And I really thought about y'all and wanted to be there. If I want to go, though, I'm going to go. But I feel like timing yourself and making this like a total situation where I have to make this decision now, I don't know if that's really where I'd want to be.
Right.
I mean, because I think that's just causing yourself more trouble and stress. Okay, we got to go. you know, buns in the oven, over, we got to head out, you know?
So you're saying if I go to this one party, then if I give myself like an hour, then I have to go to the other party and give myself like an hour and then try to go to the other party and try to give myself an hour to try to do that?
I would definitely just show up to the first party I want to go to, the one that's the most important, the one that's most important to me right now. I mean, off the record, go to that first one. If you feel like leaving, go to the next one. If you don't feel like leaving, you don't leave. If you feel like leaving, go to the next one. If you get there and you decide not to leave, don't leave. Stay there if you decide to go to the next one so you can do whatever you want. But I think it's all within whatever you feel you should do.
So whichever party you're having the most fun at, stay.
Yeah, why? Why leave? I mean, I think it's all about that. And I don't think anybody would hate on you. And I think maybe you might even get more invitations because of it, because they missed you.
Well, now let me throw this in there for you, Dan. Now, have you responded, you know, RSVP to all three of these people yet?
I've told them that I would tentatively show
okay,
up.
Okay, that's good. Because, see, actually, the only thing about what you just said is that if you say that you are going to be there, like it's mm-hmm. certain you're going to be there, we have to put in an appearance. I mean, you're obligated at that point. Don't you think?
Well, I mean, yeah, unless you call back or you email and say, hey, I won't be able to make it.
I might have to take a different perspective on that one, because I think if you, unless you do like what Dan said and say, okay, you know, I mean, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do yet, but I'll do my best to be there.
Well, that's perfect.
Then that's okay.
And I think that's why you want to do, though. You don't want to set yourself up for failure. I mean, nobody needs to go and call everybody and say, I will be there at whatever time.
Yeah. So, but because if you do say that, you know, like if Dan says to all three of these people, yes, I will be at, you know, I'm not sure what time, but I will be at your party at some point, then I think he's obligated.
Oh, well then, yeah, you probably are. I mean, I think you are, but I think if you kind of leave yourself open, and I think that this is the time of year where people leave themselves very open. I think that also on the flip flop is that the people that are having the parties, they're not just sitting there just hanging out, not thinking, not drinking. They might not even remember you didn't show up. So I think the best thing to do is to get in where you fit in, have the most fun, be safe about it,
and wear your
seatbelt. Wear your seatbelt, and don't drive if you've been drinking. You know, so, I mean, that's the biggest deal. But, you know, to me, what's spending too much? I mean, is going from here on the Concorde back in the day to six different parties and six different places where you could spend six different New Year's Eve, is that overexpensive? You know, what about, you know, staying at home? You know, what about proving a point about going to all kinds of different parties? I think it's all about you, and I think that we need to kind of break it down tonight and talk about what this whole scenario has been really about. You know, New Year's Eve is a big deal, and I think a lot of times it's because of media. It's because of social hype. It's because of TV hype. It's because of what we're told we're supposed to do. It's because we feel like we might miss out on something. What if we don't go? All these kind of things. And I think socially we feel obligated to do these things, but I think in life you're not socially obligated to do anything. I think you have to make your own choices in the places that you feel the most comfortable, the places that you are the most happiest, as well as what you feel you should be doing and embarking in the new year. I actually had some people email me the other day telling me that you need to like start maybe working on New Year's resolutions. If it's to lose weight, if it's to not drink, the last thing you want to do is to be at a party drinking. And I think that that's interesting too, because you do want to set the precedent for the next year. And I think that's important. And I think that you want to be spending the time with the people that are most important to you, as well as the people that are going the same direction as you. You know, because I think that's a lot of times why we may not see somebody for an entire year, is that we were spending time with people that weren't going the same direction as we were. Now, whether it's because we were friends and we kind of fell out of friends, maybe they're going in a different direction in life, maybe they're feeling a different way, maybe that we broke up, whatever it is, those things are interesting because you really want to take into consideration who you're spending time with and make this kind of an overall situation where it's not just this one party. It's for what's to come throughout the rest of the year, and I think that's kind of important, you know, because there's a lot of hype. There's a lot of circumstances, there's a lot of media, there's a lot of film, and there's a lot of your friends telling you what's the best thing to do, what should I be doing for New Year's Eve, and it gets crazy because a lot of people are trying to up each other, do more than the other person, and it's just not about that.
Yeah, because then it doesn't become fun. If you try to keep up with the Joneses, you know, everybody else is going out and going out or going to this person's party or that person's party, that doesn't mean that you have to if you don't feel like it.
Exactly. You got to do what you want to do, and nobody later on is going to say, hey, sorry. because it's all about your choices. And I think that this type of thing shows choice. And I think that if you feel very comfortable with yourself, you can make the right choice. So when we come back, we're talking about, are you missing out? If you choose to do one thing or another, are you missing out? And it's a big question, because it goes through a lot of people's minds. Because just like in life, you know, are you missing something? You know, should you have been somewhere? Could something cool had happened? What have you? We'll talk about that later on, as well as we'll talk about next week's show. And next week, we're really discussing New Year's resolutions, like how to make New Year's resolutions, why we make New Year's resolutions. Do they work? Do they not work? Are they essential? Are they not? So stay tuned, because Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in two shakes.
miles per gallon, feeling the wind in your hair, smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour, never worrying about parking, lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future, Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, the JakeBike.com offers made for you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel efficient transportation with style. Check out the JakeBike.com to order yours today. That's thejakebike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. Thejakebike.com.